Thank you to Mint Mobile and Cash App for sponsoring this episode.
What Came Next is intended for mature audiences only. Episodes discuss topics that can be triggering, such as emotional, physical, and sexual violence, animal abuse, suicide, and murder. I am not a therapist, nor am I a doctor. If you're in need of support, please visit somethingwasWrong.com/resources for a list of nonprofit organizations that can help. Opinions expressed by my guests on the show are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of myself or Broken Cycle Media. Resources and source material are linked in the episode notes. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi friends, this is Amy B. Chesler welcoming you to a special update episode of What Came Next. Since the launch of What Came Next over 3 years ago, we've had the honor of hosting conversations with nearly 200 incredible survivors and co-victims. Each guest we've hosted has brought powerful insight and incredible advocacy to the survivor community, and their work often extends far beyond the scope of their episode or episodes. So in an effort to highlight our incredible past guests' continued advocacy, we're bringing you news and updates about their journeys. Today, we're highlighting some of the guests from episodes 1 through 30, which originally aired from March 3rd, 2023 to August 18th, 2023. A lot can happen in 3 years, as you'll hear from their updates. Please note that some of the survivors were able to send their updates in their own voice, and others sent updates in the form of narration that I'll be reading. The Broken Cycle Media team is deeply appreciative of all of the past guests who provided updates, as well as the ones who were unable to do so this time around. To start off in chronological order, there are some updates in regards to my brother's case, which was discussed in What Came Next episodes 1 and 13, which aired March 3rd, 2023, and May 12th, 2023, respectively. In the episodes, I shared how I had started utilizing the media as a tool towards justice and about my eventual entrance into the parole system. I also shared that my brother had threatened my life on August 3rd, 2021, at his first parole proceeding. At the same parole proceeding, he officially postponed his parole hearing for another 2 years and then requested to be moved prisons to relocate closer to, quote, family that supports him. I was gutted, and I was absolutely stricken with fear after I knew the threat that was looming over my head. To be honest, I had received similar threats in the years past, but I guess I had thought that the years had kind of calmed his anger towards me, and this was evidence that he hadn't. Then his 2023 parole hearing was postponed until 2025 because he was convicted and sentenced for new charges. Those new charges, which include the 2021 death threat against me and the attempted murder of a correctional officer, apply an additional 36 years to life to his prison time. However, he's not going to begin serving those new sentences until he's paroled for my mom's murder. In 2025, at my brother's third parole proceeding in the matter of 4 years, by the way, he postponed his hearing again, this time for 5 years. I was beside myself, and I started to do some research, and what I found, I believe, told me that inmates can postpone parole hearings up to 3 times. That last postponement should be his last. I figured I wouldn't receive any information from the prison system for quite some time, considering 2030 is in 4 years from now. Then, at 12:18 a.m. on April 29th, 2026, I received a notification from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitations. As soon as I saw the email with his inmate number leading the subject line, my stomach dropped. I can't even begin to tell you the physiological reaction that happens when I receive a notice like that. I start to shake, I start to sweat. Again, this is like 12:18 a.m., and my initial thought is that maybe he died. I don't really actively spend time wishing that he would die, but I do know that his death is going to bring me a peace that I can't have while he's alive. But instead of a death notice, the email informed me that Rory had moved prisons. Remember that 2021 request to move closer to family? Well, that had actually finally been honored 5 years later. I got a lot of questions after I shared about this on Instagram about whether this is a positive or a negative thing for me. And truthfully, it's really, really layered. On one hand, it's a great thing. He now resides about 120 more miles from where I live than he did before. That is great. I do not deny that. However, he was also deeply empowered by the system when they moved him, since technically it was at his request. And he's getting moved closer to supporters. So that causes grief, unease, just a mind-boggling cascading of emotions that is all par for the course when you are a co-victim of murder and your journey just continues. So those are the updates for episodes 1 and 13. I'm sure I will have some more in the coming months and years. If you have any questions about my updates or you just want to follow along for future updates, Instagram is the best place for that. So find me at Amy B. Chesler. And now on to the updates for the rest of our amazing guests. Episode 3 of What Came Next aired on March 3rd, 2023, and featured survivor PJ Mastin. You might remember PJ from the A&E docuseries The Secrets of Playboy, where PJ shared about her experiences as a longtime employee of Playboy. She also shared her heart-wrenching story of survivorship after an alleged rape and assault by Bill Cosby. When we reached out to PJ for an update on her episode, she replied, quote, "I'll share with you that one of the survivors of Bill Cosby was just awarded $59 million by a jury in Los Angeles," end quote. According to an NBC News article, Donna Motzinger, who accused Cosby of sexual battery, alleging that he abused her while she worked as a server at a Northern California restaurant in 1972, was awarded $59.52 million. Including $40 million in punitive damages, and the rest in past and future non-economic damages. Motzinger said the following in a statement via her attorneys. "This verdict is not just about me. It's about finally being heard and holding Mr. Cosby accountable. I have carried the weight of what happened to me for more than 50 years. It never goes away. Today, a jury saw the truth and held him accountable. That means everything. I hope this gives strength to other survivors who are still waiting for their moment to be heard." Similarly, when I asked PJ her thoughts on the settlement, she replied, quote, "I believe it's a great settlement. Many other survivors have lawsuits against Cosby, but the courts are slow for trials. Cosby's now 88, and he appeals every lawsuit, but the courts ruled on this one," end quote. We so deeply appreciate PJ's continued advocacy, resilience, and support. If you'd like to support her journey and stay abreast of what's going on with PJ, you can email her at pjmastin@yahoo.com. Episode 4 of What Came Next, which aired March 10th, 2023, featured Ron Schnackenberg and was titled View from the Top. We found Ron after he appeared on Netflix's docuseries Dirty Money, in which he shared about his past work experience at Trump University. He also shared about his resulting advocacy for fraud and professional abuse of victims that has continued over the last decade and a half. We're grateful that he shared the following update. Quote, "I have come to terms with the fact that this part of my past will always follow me. Beyond the occasional reporter, I find that employees and clients often look me up and form preconceived opinions. It's a tricky landscape to navigate when the internet is, quote, written in ink, and we have so little control over the narrative. It's becoming human nature to research every new contact, and it's wild to see what AI can now craft about a person based on public information. This is exactly why I felt I had no choice but to hunker down when my testimony was made public in 2016. At that time, incorrect information was being spread rapidly online. Looking back, I wish I had engaged more with media outlets to play offense and share my own story rather than letting it be written for me. That realization is a large part of why I agreed to participate in your podcast, Despite these challenges, things are going well. I'm currently busy with the daily grind of being a small business owner. It's been incredibly refreshing to pivot from the technology sector into health and fitness, where I can focus on helping people improve their well-being and building a strong community. End quote. Now and always, we are incredibly grateful for Ron's time and advocacy. If you'd like to follow along with Ron's journey, you can find him on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/schnack23. That's S-C-H-N-A-C-K-2-3. Our next update is from What Came Next, Episode 7, which was released on March 31st, 2023, and featured Dr. Charlotte Laws. Dr. Laws shared about her daughter's journey as an image-based sexual abuse survivor, as well as her consequent advocacy for survivors at large. She was kind enough to write an update for our listeners, which is as follows, quote, "Since my appearance on your podcast, I've worked with legislators throughout the U.S. to pass anti-image-based sexual abuse laws. I am pleased that today we not only have laws in all 50 states, but the president signed the Take It Down Act into law on May 19, 2025. I still get tons of very sweet emails and messages about my activism, usually from fans who have watched my Netflix TV show, The Most Hated Man on the Internet, or who have read my memoir, Rebel in High Heels, which details my fight against image-based sexual abuse. To this day, I continue to help victims when they contact me for assistance. My daughter Kayla is doing very well. She was victimized by the website Is Anyone Up a decade ago. This is what alerted me to the issue. Kayla is now married and took her husband's last name. This was important because trolls and bullies still try to harass her online. They do so by falsely claiming they have her nude photos and are spreading them around the world. Due to the name change, Kayla is no longer affected by the hate. She also has two beautiful little girls. One is 2.5 and the other is 11 months. As for myself, I had two books published last year. They are called Elevator People and Omniocracy. Democracy is a government by and for the people. Omniocracy is an expansion of that idea. It is a government of, by, and for all living beings. Both books focus on another category of victim, non-human animals. The books promote protecting animals and the environment." End quote. The Broken Cycle Media family is grateful for Dr. Law's advocacy and energy now and always. And we encourage you to continue to support Dr. Law's efforts by following her on Instagram at Dr. Charlotte Laws. The next update is a somber one that I share with a deeply heavy heart. You last heard from Moshe Blechman in episode 8 of What Came Next, entitled God Gave Me Credit, which was released on April 7th, 2023. Over the months after our interview and as he neared the age of 100, Moshe grew frailer. On October 12th, 2023, he unfortunately passed away. He leaves behind a very rich legacy of survivorship, advocacy, education, and inspiration. My family's honored to have been woven into the fabric of his life over the last 70 years, and I'm so grateful that he allowed me to introduce him to all of you. I hope you'll join us in honoring his survivorship, journey, life, and legacy.
Thank you to Mint Mobile for sponsoring this episode. When people hear that Mint Mobile plans are only $15 per month, response is usually, what's the catch? Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there isn't one. There are no gimmicks and no gotchas. Just unlimited talk, text, and data, fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and an award-winning care team. I guess that makes Mint Mobile a catch. Since switching to Mint Mobile, I've been able to give my daughter the gift of incredible connectivity with her new phone and line. Mint Mobile was the perfect option when we had to purchase her new line and wanted to spend as little as possible. But then I realized how amazing the reception was, and I had to switch too. They make it so easy because I was even able to use my current phone and phone number. You can even choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans and say goodbye to a monthly bill. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile.
It's so easy. Sign up online and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/WCN. That's mintmobile.com/WCN. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/WCN. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. On April 14th, 2023, episode 9 of What Came Next, featuring Sarah Edmondson, was released. In the episode, which was titled I Got Out, Sarah shares about her experiences escaping the Nexium cult and the incredible advocacy journey she's cultivated via the criminal justice system and the media since. We are honored that she lent her voice to a quick update that encapsulates all that she's accomplished in the last 3 years.
Hi friends, it's Sarah Edmondson from episode 9 of What Came Next and co-host of A Little Bit Culty. I'm so happy to drop back in here and share what we've been up to since you last heard from me. A Little Bit Culty's hit a big milestone, 6 years of podcasting, storytelling, and shining a light on cultic abuse. It's been an incredible journey, and our community of survivors, experts, and curious minds just keeps growing. Nippy and I also released our new book, A True Labor of Love, A Little Bit Culty, Navigating Cults, Control, and Coercion, with a generous foreword by Amanda Montell and an incredible endorsement from Leah Remini. The book is an extension of what we do on the podcast, helping people understand the red flags, reclaim their autonomy, and feel a little less alone in the process. It is a book that we wish we had had before, during, and after the whole Nexium debacle. If you're into unpacking high control groups or healing from tricky dynamics or just love a good deep dive into human behavior, come hang out with us. You can find A Little Bit Culty wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on all the socials at A Little Bit Culty or visit us at alittlebitculty.com.
Next, we have an update from Dr. Danielle Moore, who first appeared in episode 17 of What Came Next, which was titled No Longer a Number, and it aired on June 2nd, 2023. Dr. Moore originally shared her story of survival and seeking justice after childhood sexual abuse, as well as the advocacy work she's continued amidst her healing journey. Since then, Dr. Moore has lent her knowledge and expertise to a fabulous Data Points episode about post-traumatic stress disorder, which aired on the Something Was Wrong feed on June 25th, 2024. Dr. Moore provided the following written update, quote, "The past 3 years have brought many changes, challenges, and exciting new opportunities. One of the biggest changes has been our move to Florida's Space Coast, where my husband is currently stationed at Patrick Air Force Base. After a remarkable military career, he is now approaching retirement and will be retiring in approximately 2 years with 28 years of service. On the personal front, my health journey continues to be a significant part of my daily life. Last summer, I underwent both a back surgery and a major neck surgery as I continue to manage chronic injuries and degenerative disc disease. While these challenges have certainly shaped much of the past few years, they have also reinforced the importance of being proactive about my health. These days, I'm focused on weight training to rebuild and maintain strength in hopes of slowing further decline from my degenerative disc disease. However, this goal comes with its own challenges, as I also live with hypermobile Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. The hypermobility that characterizes the condition can make strength training more difficult and requires a careful balance between building strength and protecting my joints. Looking after my health has truly become a part-time job in itself. While there are aspects of my medical conditions that are outside of my control, I am committed to focusing on the things I can control and doing everything possible to stay as healthy, strong, and active as I can. Professionally, I remain deeply committed to both education and survivor advocacy. I continue to teach in the criminology and forensic psychology department at the Chicago School, where I have the privilege of helping prepare the next generation of professionals in the field. In addition, the nonprofit organization I helped found has experienced significant growth and evolution. The Army of Survivors recently underwent a rebrand and is now known as the Athlete Survivors Assist, or simply, the Assist. The rebrand was an intentional effort to more clearly communicate the population we serve and support, athlete survivors. While our original name honored the army of women who bravely stood up to Larry Nassar and the institutions that enabled his abuse, our new name better reflects the broad community of athlete survivors we serve today and the support, advocacy, and resources we provide. I currently serve as Vice President of the Assist, and I am proud to share that the organization is entering its 8th year of operation. What began as a survivor-led movement remains a survivor-led organization today, ensuring that the voices and experiences of survivors continue to guide our mission and work. Over the years, the Assist has grown into a nationally and internationally recognized organization dedicated to supporting athlete survivors, advocating for safer sport environments, and helping create meaningful change within athletic systems. It has been incredibly rewarding to watch the organization evolve while staying true to the principles and survivor-centered values on which it was founded. While the last 3 years have certainly included their share of obstacles, they've also been filled with growth, resilience, and purpose. As we settle into our new home on the Space Coast and look toward the future, including my husband's upcoming military retirement, I remain grateful for the opportunities to serve, teach, advocate, and continue making a difference. Through it all, I've learned that resilience is not about avoiding challenges, but about continuing to move forward one step at a time. End quote. Dr. Moore's contributions to Broken Cycle Media and the survivor communities have been lasting, and we appreciate her now and always. To stay informed on what she's doing, feel free to follow her on Instagram at dr.dani2016. Our next updates relate to episode 19 of What Came Next, which was released on June 16, 2023, and is titled It's Hard to Heal. It featured Carol Ocean's heartbreaking story of loss after her son was killed by an alleged drunk driver on February 14, 2014. Carol's last 12 years have been filled with grief, but she continues to honor Jordan however she can. She also wanted us to include the following update.
Hi, this is Carol Ocean. It's been almost 3 years, episode 19, and I'm back to talk about it again. My story is forever. It never changes. Fatigue, depression, stress, anxiety. Over the loss of my son. You never get over that. You are taught as you grow up that you bury your parents, not your children. Jordan Alexander Ocean. Not only was he my son, he was my best friend. The day this happened, my life stopped. There's nothing that I can say about watching the whole scenario. As your son gets killed by a drunk driver. Generally, if somebody is killed, you get a phone call or you get a knock on your door. You don't look at it. The worst horror movie that you could think of. And I cannot get over it. Many years are going to go by and it's still going to affect me 100%. Every time I go into the neighborhood, anywhere near it, we're not even that near it. I have to go to the spot where he was killed. I'll even park my car there and look at it. There was a sign there since the day it happened that would say, Rest in peace, Jordan Ocean, date of birth, date of death. For the past year or more, there's no sign anymore, nothing. They should have a memorial and a sign, Do not speed. Somebody lost their life. Do not drink. I cannot sleep. I've tried every alternative, whether it's over-the-counter or a prescription. It does not let me sleep because I see visions of my past. I still go once a month to the cemetery. I stop at Trader Joe's and get flowers. It's very difficult to go stand there, so I don't stay very long. I came home one day from the cemetery and I leave the TV on 24 hours a day. My dog has to watch TV and I want people to think that I'm there. So I come home and I look at the TV after the cemetery and there it is. One of the shows he did, Mad About You, and his name is on there. The credits on the TV showed co-star Jordan Ocean. A lot of times when I switch channels, I see old shows and there he is. I feel like he's around and I'm pretty sure he is. He's keeping an eye on me because he knows that I'm a troublemaker. What should happen? There should be a breathalyzer in every bar and every restaurant. And also, I think whether you drink or not, there should be one in your car. And your car will not start until you breathe into this little machine and it will say you are able to drive. A lot of people in different groups have found me on Facebook because I have daily reports from the news, everything regarding his death and films regarding his life. So if you want to join my crowd, look me up and message me so I know where you know me from.
We appreciate Carol, her candidness, and her friendship, and we will continue to honor Jordan with her always. The next update we have for you is from the amazing Tina Swithin. Her story of incredible resilience while navigating not only domestic violence, but also the toxicity of the family court system, was highlighted in episode 21 of What Came Next, which aired on June 30th, 2023. Although her victim advocacy has been woven into so much of her work over the last 3 years since her episode aired, 2026 brings a big shift in Tina's journey. Tina has diligently continued her advocacy work in the family court space, including coordinating state-by-state efforts following the passage of Kaden's Law at the federal level. Over the past 2.5 years, however, she has also been the target of sustained harassment and coordinated attacks. She was labeled by a prominent father's rights group with over 70,000 people as their, quote, number one enemy whose influence must be addressed if they are going to see change, end quote. Over the past year, things intensified. Harassment, death threats, doxing, someone driving to her home to film it, to the point that she's had to increase security measures and obtain a stalking injunction against at least one individual. Tina recognizes the playbook. It's the same one she spent 15 years helping survivors identify. When a survivor's voice threatens personal and financially incentivized narratives, the stakes are very high and scary. In February, at her doctor's urging, Tina stepped back from the forward-facing aspects of her advocacy to find her own oxygen mask. Her daughters, who were 2 and 4 when this journey began, are now 19 and 21. She is recalibrating, living in the unknowns she spent 15 years helping others name. But she has not gone quiet. Tina has redirected her energy towards something she believes is just as critical as legislative change, meeting healthy parents at the start line, before the system swallows them whole. Through her High Conflict Divorce Coach certification program, she's training the next generation of advocates. Through online courses, peer-led support groups, and annual retreats, she is equipping survivors with what they need before the worst happens. Her mission has not changed. She's just moved to a different part of the battlefield. And we encourage you to support Tina's fight for survivors by finding her on Instagram and following her at One Mom's Battle. We here at the Broken Cycle Media team are so deeply grateful for Tina's ever-evolving but also very constant advocacy journey.
Thank you to Cash App for sponsoring this episode. In this day and age where privacy is of utmost importance and rare to cultivate, I try to ensure it whenever I can. Especially because I'm a homebody and I make a lot of purchases online, I have to be sure they're secure. If you weren't up to speed already, Cash App is way more than just a safe way to send and receive money. With the Cash App card, you can unlock a ton of perks without all the hidden fees. Enjoy benefits like exclusive early access to nationwide concert presales like Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter, to name a couple recent examples, plus discounts on everyday purchases and popular brands you're probably already spending money on. Add your card to your digital wallet to make your money moves easier. Cash App also adds security to your money by declining suspicious card transactions and sending you a notification to make sure the payment is really you. If your card is ever lost or stolen, you can lock it with just one tap right in the app. Spend with confidence with the Cash App card today. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa and Debit Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton Debit Flex card, and Bancorp Debit Flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Our next update is about episode 22 of What Came Next, which was released on July 7th, 2023. It was titled An Athlete's Silence, and it featured my friend John Michael Lander and his incredible journey as a multi-crime survivor, healing from human trafficking and sexual abuse in the athletic world. Since first sharing his story publicly, his survivorship journey has continued to grow in powerful and very unexpected ways. John Michael was deeply honored to receive the 2026 Trudy Hero Award from Walk Together Columbus. He also expanded his global speaking engagements, which focused on abuse prevention, trafficking awareness, and athlete safety. This summer, his new book, Soleil's Journey, A Soul's Return to Remembering, will be released through Archway Publishing, and it explores healing, spirituality, and reclaiming your identity beyond trauma. John Michael has also continued developing his prevention-focused educational initiatives, which include the predatory internet grooming, which he calls PIG, and PIG patrol programs, which are now being piloted in Stockton, California school districts. In addition, he's also collaborating with Demand Reduction and Solicitor's School in Columbus, Ohio, along with the Ohio Attorney General's office, all while continuing to host Talk with John Michael for Survivor Space and Zero Abuse Project. Through every opportunity he's given, his mission remains the same, though: transforming survival into education, advocacy, and hope for others. John Michael has contributed so much to the Something Was Wrong and What Came Next communities over the last 3 years, and we are so eternally grateful for him, but I'm also personally grateful for his friendship and his love and support for 3 solid years. If you'd like to support John Michael, you can do so on Instagram at John Michael Lander. Our next update for you is from Jan Broberg, who was featured in episodes 28 and 29, that were released on August 11th of 2023. In the episodes, Jan shared the very infamous story of the grooming, sexual abuse, and 2 abductions she was forced to endure by her neighbor. She also shared about all of her advocacy efforts, which include a book, a Netflix documentary entitled Abducted in Plain Sight, a Peacock scripted series called A Friend of the Family, her nonprofit, a podcast, and more. And in true Jan fashion, she has fervently continued her mission of advocacy since the episodes aired, and she's back to share what's transpired since.
Hey, everybody, it's Jan Broberg. Thanks for letting me catch up with you. We've done a lot in these past couple of years. Honestly, it's been a whirlwind between our new brand of our podcast, Trauma Interrupted with Jan Broberg. Now on YouTube, we will go back and put all 250 episodes of the Jan Broberg Show on YouTube eventually, but right now we're just starting with our fresh episodes of Trauma Interrupted. Join us there. We still are interviewing survivors. We are interviewing specialists, clinicians, people who really do have something to say inside of the survivor space. Join us wherever you get your podcasts or, of course, on YouTube to see it face to face. That's kind of fun. We also rebranded our foundation with a survivor-led movement is kind of our tagline. And we are working in three pillars: awareness, community, and justice. So awareness is our first pillar, and that's education and prevention. We have a Spot 6 program, which is all about grooming so that people can see the pattern of grooming and interrupt it before it actually harms a child or a tween or a teen or a young adult. We hope that you'll bring that program to your PTA, your church group, your adult community, because it's the adults that need to see it and see that pattern and interrupt that pattern before the worst happens. You can't find a cure for something you don't talk about. In our second pillar for the foundation, it's community. We really believe that healing has to happen in community. Trying to do it in isolation is almost impossible. You just feel more and more alone. You just feel more and more discouraged, like nothing will ever change. So we have Survivor Circle. You can go to survivorcircle.circle.so to join our free online community of survivors and people who love survivors and support survivors. And we have so many wonderful discussions and conversations, and it led us to create a program now for trauma recovery called TIME, which is like a 12-phased program for recovery from childhood trauma, from childhood abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, neglect, abandonment, all of the different traumas and shame that come with childhood trauma we deal with in our TIME program. That stands for trauma, interrupted, mitigated, and expressed. When we express things, we start to be able to study them. We start to get it out of the body. We start to repattern the brain and the central nervous system and all the spiritual and scientific things that we include in the TIME program are more evidence of how important it is to heal peer-to-peer in community. So inside of the community, you can join a cohort. It's free. We want everyone to have a way to take care of themselves, even if they can't afford a therapist. There are things that we know we can do, and it will make a big difference. And when you start to feel better, you'll start to do better. And inside of our justice pillar, we're trying to amass a huge list, 10 million signatures of the 60 plus million survivors of childhood sexual trauma and abuse. That's what we have in this country. That doesn't include the world. We believe that collectively, if we put our voices together, we could actually make real change happen in public policy, legislatively, all of that. So please come and sign that. If that's the only thing that you did, is to come to the website and sign that petition, you'd be making a huge impact on the world. It's just really important that we raise our voices together. So that's what we're up to in those initiatives, in our awareness for prevention, in our community for healing. And we really hope you'll come and check it out. JanBrobergFoundation.org and info@JanBrobergFoundation if you want to write us an email. Hopefully you'll join me on the podcast now on YouTube at Trauma Interrupted, and you'll join us in our Survivor Circle at survivorcircle.circle.so. My world is great today, but it's because I know I've been able to have these things in my life. I've had the awareness. I've had the healing. I know what happened to me. I'm able to talk about it. I know that my healing is ongoing, as is yours, but we can do it together. Hope to see you all soon. Thanks so much for the catch up. Take care. With lots of love from Jan Broberg.
As usual, Jan is a breath of fresh air, and her advocacy has made a huge impact on the survivor community, which we are so grateful for. Last but not least, my friend Cassandra Lane was gracious enough to join us in episode 30, which aired on August 18th, 2023, and was titled We Are Bridges. In the episode, Cassandra shared about her grandfather's lynching, which took place in the early 1900s,
and about the deep impact it had on the following generations of her family. She also told us about her beautiful memoir, We Are Bridges, which is a labor of love born from generational trauma, as well as years of healing and honing her craft. We are deeply grateful she was willing to return to update our listeners on her sentiments since first sharing on What Came Next.
Since publishing We Are Bridges, my family memoir that looks at the racist violence that impacted my family, my great-grandfather Burt Bridges was lynched in Mississippi in 1904, and since then, many family members have dealt with racial trauma. I have been able to find some measure of healing for myself, some measure of peace, really in being able to bring voice to my ancestors in some way, to put their stories down in ink. But what I also love about the project is that even though it was hard, it has been this bridge between myself and other people, between my family and other families, because people who read the book have reached out, and so many people want to tell their stories and have been encouraged to tell their stories. And I've served as a mentor and an editor and a book blurb writer for people who are telling their own stories. We can get so desensitized to violence that has happened historically, that's happening present day. We are awash in violence, but we need to continue to tell these stories. The statistics keep growing. We scroll and we see one violent story after another. But if we can tell stories with intention and detail and care and talk to podcasters and connect with the survivors, it makes it real in a way that is the opposite of desensitization. So I'm encouraged to continue to tell stories, to continue to read stories, and to continue to connect with people through the power of story.
Cassandra and her family's story has been a gift to share and honor, and we so appreciate her unending advocacy for survivors and authors alike. If you'd like to reach out to Cassandra, please feel free to do so via Instagram at Cassandra, that's C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A dot Lane 71. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope to bring you more updates like these in the future, but in the meantime, be sure to support the survivors you heard from via social media or the provided links in the episode notes. And please don't hesitate to go back and listen to their origin episodes or even other episodes that left a lasting impression on you. What Came Next would not exist without the incredible past and future guests that we've had on the show, as well as listeners like you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Next week on What Came Next.
When she did come home for good after the divorce, we're on a different level, and it was really nice. We were both moms, and so we had a lot more in common. I wish we would have had more time together, but this started around the spring of 1977, and they died about a year and a half later. So I didn't really have quality time that I would have wanted.
This is a story honoring two people that were brutally murdered. All I could think about were Rhonda and Donnie.
Thank you again to Mint Mobile and Cash App for sponsoring this episode. Don't forget to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/WCN. Also, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days.
What Came Next is a Broken Cycle Media production, co-produced by Amy B. Chesler and Tiffany Reese. If you'd like to help support What Came Next, you can leave us a positive review, support our sponsors, or follow Broken Cycle Media on Instagram at Broken Cycle Media. Check out the episode notes for sources, resources, and to follow our guests. Thank you again for listening.